I'll tell you what, start over. Go ahead. Maybe that'll fix it. If you start over, maybe that'll do it.
This is real bad.
Downshift. Reverse.
To be fair, Eric, you have done one thing really impressive.
What?
I have a hard time spinning that much when I'm trying to. You've destroyed an Enzo Ferrari. You are the Eddie Griffin of Videodestruct.com.
What have you done?
Why does this...
You know, all that shit where you were talking a lot of mess about my ability to fucking drive and the time machine and how dumb that was?
Right.
Look, just let me drive my car.
I have no assist turned on in this game.
Just let me turn my car.
Once you learn how to shift...
I'm not there yet.
Downshift so that you can get... Oh, my God.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah, that's how the Nürburgring is designed to be driven. 55 miles an hour.
I don't think he knows how to play this game very well.
Nope.
I'm not spinning out of control. Where's the blinker?
Welcome to the E3 edition of the Video Destruct Podcast.
Oh. That's how we're opening.
Turn that off.
I don't even know what to do right now.
I shall not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death.
Running from the battlefield! I'm ashamed for this place!
Wrecked a Ferrari.
Yeah.
You just destroyed an Enzo Ferrari.
Thank God it was...
What'd you think of the Nürburgring?
I only made it about 40 feet.
You actually... All right.
But it's all right.
So Eric comes over, just a little preface here. Eric comes over, and I had the Nürburgring pulled up on Forza 5. They gave it away yesterday for free for Forza 5. And I was super stoked about getting it. It's my favorite track ever. And so I've been playing it. And Eric says, hey, I want to play. Okay. And so I hand him the controller. And I have all assist turned off. I drive in car view. And like no turning line or anything.
There is no way on God's green earth that car drives that bad in real life.
That car drives fantastically.
There's no way that car drives that bad in real life. I couldn't turn. It wouldn't let me turn.
Well, to be fair, you are holding a controller and not a steering wheel.
Well,
that's true.
I'm going to tell you something that you probably should have learned when you were doing your police training. If you did any car instruction, they would have leaned heavily into this. If you are braking...
Yes.
The kinetic energy used to brake your car cannot be used to turn your car. So that's why they say brake before a turn and gas out, because you accelerate. Once you hit the apex, you accelerate out. You were doing none of that.
You just dropped some science knowledge.
That's some real racing
knowledge. You drove into the first... Like, he didn't even make it out of the GP course.
That's because you had in the bullshit...
Onto the actual Nürburgring.
I feel like we can sum it up with... You did kind of bad.
You slammed into the wall in the first... It was
pretty quick.
I'm not going to make a Dale Earnhardt joke. Yeah. I'm above that.
Yeah.
I'm above that.
It's already made. It's already made.
It's already made.
The Intimidator, man. He was too good. They had to do him to cut his seatbelts.
We miss you, three.
He was too good, man. They had to do him.
R.I.P. three.
R.I.P. three.
So, yeah, that's kind of...
So, some kind of video game thing happened this week. It's
yeah,
going on.
They gave away Nürburgring.
Is that what it was? That was the only announcement all weekend.
That was the whole festival.
The Nürburgring is absolutely free. And Hoss just checked out.
He did. He checked out. the rest of the
No, world. No, I listened to the next 5 minutes when they said, Forza Horizon comes out the day before my fucking birthday.
Yeah, it's like they...
Microsoft knew what I wanted and they got it for me.
You should be friends with Bill Gates.
There you go. What do you say we cover the big conference?
Yeah, I guess all right, I'll kind of give a general format and I'm... Feel free to interject as long as we keep it conference by conference.
Right.
I'm okay with that. And then at the very end, this will probably be a pretty long podcast.
It'll be a long one.
Just that's FYI.
Yeah.
And I think at the end...
We might split this into two parts. I'm not sure once I give it a look and everything, but, you know...
I'm not super invested in who won, who lost, who whatever.
Right.
But I'm okay with... You can say what your favorite conference was.
Right, yeah.
I would say what your favorite... If you got a favorite indie game and then a favorite big game.
Right. Gotcha. What are you looking forward to? Yeah. Absolutely.
And if you want to, you can do, you know, favorite console exclusive and favorite multi-platform.
Right. Cast art?
I got notes on
that's
all three.
The end of the show.
Oh.
I got notes
that's
on
like
all three.
2.5 hours from now.
It's going to be long.
Do you want some paper? Because I feel like if you don't write it down, you're going to just, forgot.
I have a pen in a hand. I'm good.
I hit a wall going really fast.
I think I met
that before. I'll take a nap. Y'all wake me when I'm ready.
Right?
I feel like Eric's got a concussion. We miss you three.
We miss you three. I thought about recording this one via camera, but really it would be no different than us just doing it, so... but
you
I probably,
you would have had to wear pants for that.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm wearing shorts. What are you talking about? These are actually...
Yep. We can talk this out right now if you want to. Maybe take a couple minutes just to kind of hash this out. One thing I thought would be pretty cool is this weekend, if we just got together for a few hours, kind of do a roundtable thing like at your house or Eric's house or something.
Awesome.
And talk about maybe, you know, hash out a list of the top 5 or top 10 games of show, and we talk about them, and then you can just throw video on top of it.
Yeah.
So it'll cut back to us, cut back to gameplay footage, that kind of thing.
That'll work.
I think that would look good.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Anything to pile more work on Brandon's shoulders.
So right? That probably wouldn't be available until next week.
I went over to Brandon's house after he got done really editing some like videos where he put a lot of...
It was the board game Coliseum.
The board
video.
Game Coliseum that he has that he's working on the side on. He looked like Doc Brown, just hair out to the sides, like like
Marty, Marty.
He looked like Kramer if you just like caught him in the middle of masturbation. It was real.
How racist was he?
It was on the edge of super super racist.
I wasn't losing the audience, so I wasn't very racist.
So is it like you know, my grandma's a teensy bit racist, but it is sort of funny.
Yeah.
Or was it more like Uncle Steve is super fucking racist?
I don't think I said any racist things.
I was just wondering how racist you were.
I don't think I did.
I like to check in.
But yeah, so but this will probably go up. I'll probably throw a picture with this or some kind of graphic with it, throw it up on YouTube as
is
well.
Is it me?
Maybe. It might be you.
Just be like this.
A picture of you. Just hold the thumbs up. I got my camera. We can take whatever picture we want to put up there. But yeah, this will go up on YouTube as well. So it'll be up on our YouTube account. Listen to it there. It'll also be on iTunes, just like the rest of the Video Destruct podcast. But it's a big special one. So, you know, because it's big news this week. And I actually enjoyed a lot of the conferences I actually enjoyed this year. I think, you know... There's a lot.
How many, like,
yeah. Be
honest, guys, like, how many video game conferences have you watched before?
It was, I think, 2 years ago when I started watching all these regularly. I watch Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo straight off, and I watched Ubisoft, I think, last two years. I didn't watch it this year. But last 2 years, I watched Ubisoft.
Aisha Tyler was there again, and man, she's pretty.
She's a pretty girl.
She's very tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a tall lady.
Last year was the first time I've ever watched an E3. I didn't know that they were so readily available to be watched via press conference.
Right.
I kind of thought it's one of those, like, if you have to be there and be super the elite, and then, like, we kind of got the news from, you know, when G4 was around. We had to get, you know, all the news from them.
Sure.
But I never...
Here's Olivia Munn with your break minute thing. Back to cops!
They showed a lot of cops.
Next on Cheaters.
Cheaters.
But yeah.
Didn't the host of Cheaters get stabbed one time?
He did.
Probably.
He did get stabbed once.
But yeah, last year was my first time sitting down and actually like, okay, I'm going to spend 6 hours watching people talk about video games.
Right.
And I don't get to play them.
Yeah.
Shit. But it was all right.
I view video game press conferences, and really E3 as a whole, as the kind of situation. Remember when you were a kid and you would go to your grandma's house and she wanted to know what you wanted for Christmas and she would pull out the JCPenney catalog?
Right, yeah.
That would show up in like October.
That's true.
Point out what you want, Billy, and then I might get it.
I'd take a couple of these lingerie models.
Now circle a couple things so it'll be a surprise.
Yeah, I view E3, given my various experiences with it in the past, as it's that. It's
the JCPenney catalog.
Yeah, it's your first look at what you will be able to spend your own damn money on come October.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll talk about this pretty at great length, I'm sure, but fucking October, dude.
Yeah.
October. I walked into the show feeling pretty low on this year. Like, 15 is going to be pretty great. This year, not so much. Unless you're a Sony fan, then 15 will be pretty great.
Yeah.
Woo! They have fucking nothing coming out this year. Holy shit!
It's real dumb.
Everything they had announced.
We actually crash course right before we came over here. I didn't get a chance to watch the Sony one.
Right.
So we're like, let's watch it real quick and cut through all the BS of the CEOs.
15.
Making bad jokes and standing there with their tiny hands. Who was the guy with the tiny hands? What was his
Andrew, name? Andrew... What's the...
Dice Clay.
No.
Anyway, one of the Sony guys came out, and he was out there a couple times.
Oh!
Who's their main guy that always does? It's like Andrew Hugh or something. What is it?
He's the new guy.
Yeah, he did it last year, too.
He's
the
new guy with shrinking hands.
Yeah.
I feel like he's in the same womb as, like, Christian from WWE Wrestling.
Christian got
all the hand genes.
Yeah, he has the opposite
So it's like
disease.
The movie fucking Twins?
Yeah.
It's real weird.
One of, like, so... Christian is the Arnold Schwarzenegger of hands, he's the Danny DeVito.
Right.
Yeah, so his tiny hands are very distracting, but we crash course the PlayStation, and I was just like, that all stuff looks really cool next year. and even the stuff that they had, that they were like, this is going to be epic, I was just kind of like, oh.
There is one that they did, but what do you say we go down in order for each one of them?
Yes, let's
so we'll
start
Xbox
with Microsoft.
Yeah, let's start with the Microsofter. I liked at the beginning where they were just kind of like, it's going to be all about video games, guys. We swear. We're not going to talk about TV.
What's this sweaty guy from The Simpsons?
Old Gil.
Yeah, Old Gil. Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on, guys.
Oh, we ain't going to talk about TV.
They did pull out the freaking games. I don't know. Like, I know that I'm, like, probably alone in this because as... You pointed out, like, it's their top sellers. They always start off with Call of Duty and Forza, and it just, like, kills my enthusiasm immediately. I'm just like, I don't play either of those games. But I will admit that Call of Duty looked pretty cool.
I stopped playing Call of Duty a few games ago because I was sick of buying the same game over and over again for like the new maps, and it's like it's all relatively the same game. One game you can fight zombies, the other games you get dogs.
Right.
You know, there's always like little tweaks, but it's
Call
the same. Yeah, you're fighting a war.
Yeah.
And and you have the same guns and different mods, but this one was like, hey, you like Halo? You like Call of Duty?
I've heard Halo a lot of times, and I didn't see the Halo stuff at all. I think that... I've heard that several times.
It is very Halo.
As somebody who plays Halo at an incredibly great extent...
I think you have Halo on such a giant pedestal.
No, I'm just saying that
you're like,
I'm not
nothing
saying
could
better.
Possibly compare.
No, I'm not saying it's better or worse. I'm just saying that it didn't look like fucking Halo.
I can see the comparison.
It's
here.
Titanfall.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's Titanfall with the jump jets, and then it's Crysis 2 because it's in the middle of a destroyed New York City.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
They had, there's a lot of focus on grenade play, it felt like. I mean, you know, because, you know, you had the bubble shields and everything. It kind of felt... A little bit.
I mean,
bit
a lot
like
of people
that,
compare to Halo because
those
I mean,
heat seeking fucking grenades.
They look pretty cool.
Those things were dope.
A little propeller blade.
I mean, that whole trailer, I was kind of like, man, I might play that game.
Right.
I'm totally going to buy it. Dude, you had it. And they didn't even show any of the Kevin Spacey stuff, which would fucking be great.
Yeah.
Because that guy can look into a camera and talk some game.
Even if it's mocap.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're still looking into a camera. A lot of them.
The dude ripped off the door and used it as a shield. I mean, come on.
Dude. That was awesome. I'm sorry. When he was getting dragged away
and his arm was just
fucking arm. I was like, dude, you're going to need. Oh, shit.
Oh. Well, everybody's like, oh, he's dead. He's got a big piece of shrapnel on his chest.
Right.
And then the dude gets dragged off and his arm just stays
there.
His arm just hangs out.
It's fine.
So
I thought Call of Duty looked.
It looked nice.
That tech that they were using was really genuinely impressive.
Yeah.
That is.
What engine was it on?
It's their new proprietary.
Okay.
Hopefully that Quake 3 netcode is still in there because that's still the best netcode in the world.
Netcode. TikTok.
Their games just don't lag.
Yeah.
And it's because John Carmack figured out how to use the internet way before everybody else.
Him and Al Gore had a meeting.
that guy, what a genius. Because he was the first one to figure out how to play games on the internet anyway.
There you
Doom.
Go.
After that was a little bit more.
That was
Forza.
That was the Forza 5.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck you, people. I'm talking to listeners for a minute because somebody's gonna care. So
I'm fine.
Let's drive on the nerdy river.
Dan Greenwald came out. The studio director.
Love that guy's voice.
Yeah, for Turn 10.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
Forza.
Forza 5.
Forza 5.
Forza
5.
And it's not Forza. It's
Forza.
Forza.
I know.
But yeah, so he came out and he announced that Nuremberg Ring would be free for Forza 5. I've downloaded it. It's fucking great. It's not just about the way that it looks. I feel like this is hands down the best rendition of that track ever.
Right.
In a game with the best handling model of any game.
Well,
didn't
they say they drove around in millimeter by millimeter? Just scanned
it's
it.
It's how they actually made all their tracks for Forza 5. They have these trucks that have like 100,000 lasers in them, and they drive the track.
They're like Google Map trucks,
basically. Well, except instead of taking pictures, they're taking
laser images of.
It's like topography maps,
right?
And then they build textures on top of that,
right? Yeah,
which is pretty cool. It's a game that's already out.
Still
the
cardboard people.
Now you could get this track in other. Now you can get this track in other games like Gran Turismo and all those.
It's been believe it or not, it's been in almost every other Forza game. It's, most of the Gran Turismos, Project Gotham. I've played this track thousands of times.
Right.
I was a little bit bummed when the game came out that it wasn't in there. But the amount of effort it takes to actually make Nürburgring, because it's 16 miles... is considerably more than what you would probably put in to make two other tracks or maybe three other tracks. So it added to the variety. There's actually a great number of tracks in here. And they didn't charge for Nürburgring. They didn't charge for the other two tracks that have come out, either like Road America or Long Beach. So that game's finally stacking up feature set-wise like I wanted to. But on to an actual game fucking announcement. Forza Horizon 2.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Shiny cars.
Yeah. Dude, day and night cycle and weather.
What is the Horizon? I know it's a different... Is it just a different
property?
What's
their pitch?
What's their pitch on Horizon?
It's open world driving. They take the Forza driving model and basically take the sim knob and turn it down about 30%.
Right.
So that it's not quite as hardcore simulation-y.
Right.
But it's not as goofy as something like Need for Speed. I love the first Horizon, the year that that came out.
Right.
I really wanted to play something different than Forza 3.
Right.
But I have a really hard time going to Need for Speed games anymore, or really arcade driving games as a whole. So it was nice to have that game then, and this new game looks phenomenal. It's 1080p, true 1080p.
Nice.
30 frames as opposed to 60. Which worked fine for the regular Horizon game. It works fine for
they
most.
Said 60.
30.
Okay.
1080p 60 was for Halo. Because they said 60 frames per second at 1080p like 16 times when they announced Halo.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that collection here a little bit. Yeah, New Horizon looks totally dope.
That's faster than the human eye can process.
It's got that new Lamborghini, the replacement for the Gallardo in it. Hammerheads, whatever that fucking thing is. Assassin's Creed Unity.
Unmoved.
Unmoved. Yeah, that it. I don't know, the multiplayer looked kind of cool, but...
Yeah, but, like, dude, yeah. It's fucking four-player co-op.
Yeah, I
like,
agree.
Yeah,
I
guess mean, what? Almost everybody else has that. It's cool that it's going to have it, but, like, I'm not fucking shocked by your 10-minute goddamn co-op demo.
But now all of your friends can wear badass hoods and stab yeah. people.
And that's cool. I'm going to no, buy no. it. I'm not going to say I'm not going to buy
right,
it.
Right, no, yeah.
But
no,
it's just, like, with the amount of time it took him to do that... Although, there was one moment in that trailer that was pretty great.
Right.
When the main character, the guy that was leading the demo, was sneaking through the building for the first time, and his buddies had gone around.
Right.
And he just stabbed that guy, and then all his buddies come running down the hallway like, Dad's gone! Dad's gone! I thought that was okay.
Yeah. One problem I foresee with that is, like, you're going to be playing with your friends. Aren't all your friends going to be the one that gets the guy? Like, you know, I was like...
No, there's going to be a guy who...
No, I think you're missing the point here.
Yeah.
Aren't all your friends assholes?
Yeah, exactly. That's my point.
Oh, like, so you like, ready to play Assassin's Community with me?
Fuck no!
It's going to be really fun.
He can be the one that sails.
Oh, yeah, I can sail the ship.
He can sail the ship, and it'll be terrible.
Can I run the guillotine?
I'm pretty sure there's not a ship in here because it's France.
No, yeah,
it's true.
Thank God.
Yeah. Thank God.
Don't they have the boats in the water, in the streets?
See, they had a little bit more on a vault.
That is Italy, you fucking moron.
It's all the same area.
They are not even... That's like saying, like, well, Connecticut's like Texas.
Europe's kind of all the same.
It's all just kind of same-ish.
They all got those brick houses.
It's like, you know, all those rednecks in New York. Yeah.
Assholes.
So, Assassin's Creed, I mean, like, am I alone in that? I have some friends that are pretty stoked. And,
I mean,
and I'll buy it. Like, I buy those games every year.
This was the first Assassin's Creed that I saw that I was kind of like, if I had a console, which I plan on getting one.
It'll be on PC.
I really just, I would want to play it. I love, like I said, team games. And I love being able to work together with people to complete a mission. And that's why I liked it. Like, that game, they're going to probably get my money because they have the co-op with the story. I liked it, so.
I liked the how he incited a riot to get inside. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, but I don't know how diverse that's all going to be. You know, it can be very like, press X here and that'll cause your distraction and then you get in. You know?
In past games, it's usually like you need to get into this castle, and there are like five ways to get into this castle.
Right, yeah.
Choose one. Yeah. It's not necessarily incredibly dynamic, but right. It's always kind of interesting to watch.
Right.
The one thing that I would say is that I like how big the crowds were in this demo.
Yeah.
The thing I would say is that this game's still months away from finished, but those crowds look kind of fucked up.
Right?
Like, well, he wasn't doing the typical Assassin's Creed, like, brush past people.
Yeah.
He was just fucking banging into AI and shit.
Excuse me.
It was like, robot character.
I was a little bit impressed that I wasn't noticing many duplicate models, though. Like, when I looked at it, it wasn't like, oh, that guy's the same.
Yeah, here's the lady carrying the water.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't notice all
that. Here's the lady once again carrying the water.
So that might be the sacrifice for seeing robotic people that, like, oh, we get to see different, you know... different little non-player characters sitting around there.
Remember, like, in Grand Theft Auto 3 and Grand Theft Auto, you know, San Andreas and shit, if you got in the Infernus, all of a sudden, the entire city street was fucking full of them.
Yeah.
They're like, why are there nine of the most expensive cars in this game surrounding
you? When you unlocked one, you just see them everywhere.
Like, you just signed up for their fucking drive club or something. Like, hey, buddy, we're just all hanging out.
Columbia Learning.
We all own WRX STIs and wave at each other when we drive by.
We know each other.
It's that complex someone gets when they buy a car and they start noticing it around more often.
It happens to me all the time.
All the time.
Like, we were driving the other day to pick up his big TV and he was like, hey, look, a guy in a Challenger. Don't you think it's real fucking annoying when people in the same cars wave at each other? And when we drove by, he goes, that Challenger wasn't as good as mine.
It was an RT and I have an SR. You know, fuck you.
But yeah.
So that's kind of really all I have to say about Assassin's Creed. That game, the new engine looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see super far. And they said something about this new, their Paris being as large as like five other cities from games that they've made put together. I don't know. I find all those numbers dumb because, you know, Grand Theft Auto 5 wasn't bigger than Red Dead Redemption and GTA 4 and all these other places combined like they said it was going to be.
Right.
Because they lie when they say that.
They round up.
Yeah, I don't necessarily need bigger. I just want better.
Yeah.
Yo, in Assassin's Creed, like they showed, you know what I want more than a bigger city? Because fucking all the other game worlds in those games have been big fucking enough. Just give me more buildings I can go in.
Yeah.
Without load times. Holy shit. Everything is just like, here's a giant box you can climb. Hope you like it.
I feel like they said it in Paris just so you can jump off the Eiffel Tower.
That was it.
That's not there yet.
It's
French Revolution.
Well, I didn't know when.
I
didn't know when it was taking place.
Although,
I didn't really bother.
Well, it's French Revolution.
Okay, but, yeah.
Although there's probably future sections where you're totally going to climb
off. Yeah. That's why it's in Paris, just so you can jump off that fucking.
That's the whole purpose.
Yeah.
What are we wanting to jump off of next?
Eiffel Tower.
Well, and honestly, like since the first Assassin's Creed, this has been the game. Setting that has been rumored every time. French Revolution.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Now, I guess that they've made this one, they'll have to make that fucking samurai one, I guess, that everybody's always wanted.
Yeah.
And ninjas.
They're running out of time period, so they gotta fill it in.
I won't play that samurai one because I don't give a shit about samurai.
What?
But what if you're a ninja? You're gonna be a ninja.
Killing samurai.
Yeah, great.
No one's ever made a ninja game. Ever. I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. It's never happened. Has it?
There have been a couple side stories, a couple of gaidens, if you will.
Something like that? Yeah. A couple of
them. Something around that area.
Something. I don't know.
Ish.
That's probably really new, though.
I just recently found out that gaiden means side story.
Yeah, that's what it means.
I just recently found that out.
Ninja side story?
Yeah, ninja side story.
Smart joke.
I would hardly call that smart, just observant. Like, oh, that's what that means.
Yeah.
I get it.
Sunset Overdrive!
That game looks awesome.
It is the coolest looking game I've seen in a very long time.
I think it looks fantastic.
It's Jet Set Radio meets
Tony Hawk
meets Crackdown meets Ratchet and Clank.
It looks really cool.
That game,
I didn't know what to expect, and then the trailer.
That trailer was awesome.
Cover shooter? Cool. And he walks out. You and your crater safe now.
Yeah.
It was the funniest thing ever.
Dude, the trailer was awesome, because I'm watching this boring ass fucking
cover shooter.
Like, alright, what's this going to be? Better have an IP next to it. And then fucking
some of the madcap humor in that I thought was a little bit like eye roll worthy. You know me and humor.
That's true.
You don't like it.
He did wink at the camera a lot.
And it's a little bit like, and you're gonna find out that being in this city isn't what it's cracked up to be. And then like you know they fucking record scratch. And, you know, fucking Smurfs show up and start doing a booty dance at the camera or something. Dude, that's the kind of mad capillarity that I was waiting for. That's the kind of humor that I was expecting. But no, I thought the trailer was fine. I thought it was funny in spots. But weird how that live demo of that game looks better than the fucking cinematics that they make. They're like, that game looks great.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Those explosions and the fact that some of them have smiley faces and shit in them are really fun.
The one that said the exploder said boom into the cloud.
Yeah.
My only issue with it was I'm sure they're going to work on it because it's not done. Was how he just flung from cable to cable and he just magically had like propulsion behind him because he was just on like a straight cable.
Right.
And then he jumped to another straight cable, and there was just no, like, ups or downs with it that made it... It's nitpicky,
right.
I'm sure they're going to work on it, but it was just, like, to me, I'm like, if you're going to go forward, you need
to... No, they're not going to work on it. That game's out soon.
It kind of bugged me just a bit, but it was, like, a teeny wee little thing that was pretty cool.
I think they sacrificed realistic momentum to give you faster gameplay.
And that's the thing. I love the Jet Set Radio games. I thought those games looked fantastic. But if there was one complaint that I always had with them is that it was very hard to get up momentum and maintain it in that game. And it made some of the later stages drag a lot. And the fact that I'm willing to suspend my disbelief and just have a fun... stupid game. And
I did really love Loco Cycle.
I really like dumb games.
Yeah.
Like,
I liked Loco's Cycle. That was amazing.
I want to go to Scottsburg, Indiana, motherfucker.
That game broke my brain.
But, yeah, that's really... You guys good on Sunset?
I'm good on Sunset. That's all I want to say.
Super Ultra Dead Rising 3 Arcade Remix Hyper Edition EX Plus Alpha!
For the 31st...
Yeah, the 31st.
31st.
You didn't see that?
Yeah, I did.
It was 31, 30.
Celebrating 31. It even stutters.
The 31st.
31st.
Yeah. Dude, that looked really cool. Like, I was like, oh, I want to play that.
I'm going to download
a giant zombie M. Bison.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I'm downloading that DLC this weekend.
Why haven't you downloaded it right now so we can play it?
I don't really have the money to buy it right now.
You suck.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Work more hours.
Yeah. If it was free like the Nürburgring. Thanks for not giving me more free stuff, money soft. Dicks.
Money soft.
Freaking
corporation.
Yeah, like that DLC looks great. I don't know how much they're charging for it, but I'll pay whatever they want.
That would be really fun.
Take my money.
Here, shut up and take my money.
Now, the interesting thing is they're saying it's DLC and only on Xbox.
Right.
I wonder if they're going to... Because that game's coming to PC soon.
I was about to say.
I wonder if they're going to skirt around that by saying, well, it is DLC. Only on Xbox. Because it's also on the PC version.
Yeah.
But it's just included.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Because didn't they say last year, this game will never not be on the... Like, it just... They used the word never when they said coming to PC last year. I swear to God they said that.
No, they said it'll never be on another console.
Okay.
Because Microsoft paid for it.
Okay.
And Microsoft is publishing this.
Okay.
Yeah. On their PC. So they can put it on PC because it's
obviously
PC.
Well,
yeah.
And
yeah,
that actually leads into something that you've kind of noticed a bit if you've been paying a lot of attention. Like, Fable 3 has been announced for PC. It's an older game.
Yeah.
But they are bringing that to the PC. The huge rumors flying around are that Master Chief Collection... is going to come to the PC.
Right.
Because apparently the demo units that everybody was playing had keyboard and mouse plugged into them, and if you, like, moved the stick at all on the controller, it went from saying click left mouse button to click A button. So apparently...
Yeah, it could be just how they had it set up, though, on their rigs to...
And that's entirely fine, but it does look like there's a possibility that Halo Collection may eventually be going there.
Yeah.
They're at least working on it on there.
Yeah.
But, you know, Halo 1 and Halo 2 have been on the PC, so it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
So that would be potentially interesting. But, yeah, there's actually quite a few games that are still coming to, like, the 360, like Forza Horizon is going to be on the 360 as well.
Yeah.
So it's a good sign that Microsoft is out there just like, yeah, the Xbox One, it's a really big deal, you should probably buy one of those, but fucking buy anything!
Please! Please, God!
Which is nice, like, I like Microsoft a little bit, you know, desperate.
I like that they want me to want them.
Yeah.
I like, you know, picturing Microsoft with, like, the torn stockings in the alleyway. I like it. They're like, oh, I just need some crack.
Please. Yeah. Please buy my game.
Yeah, anything. Just tell me what you want.
Oh, God, Bill Gates just wants to fuck me. What?
Funny story. Bill Gates named his company after his wiener.
Hmm. Ah, I get it. Anyway,
Fable Legends. Boo!
It looked kind of polished, but I don't care.
The opening of that trailer, I was like, oh, this looks really good. And then as soon as people showed up, I went, no, it doesn't. And then the multiplayer stuff being like that shitty RTS, I was like...
I've honest to God, I've never enjoyed the Fable art design.
I like the art design.
I don't like how they look with their big hands and their...
It's cartoony. Just,
yeah, but it's not good. I don't like it.
Here's the thing. Is it like, you know...
It's better than everything being brown and real.
No, I agree, but it doesn't look good on... That extreme doesn't look good to
me. Well, art style and color palette, too.
I love things that look different. I do. That just looks dumb to me. They look like fucking bad renders in fucking Kingdom Hearts games. They just look stupid. I've never liked that design.
All the Kingdom Hearts games look like that.
Yeah.
And those games aren't any good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
that first one, that's about it. So
I I like the weird proportions of the Fable universe. Yeah. And the one thing that actually kind of hit me when I was playing that is, like, whenever I played Fable games in the past, I'm like, man, like, if Peter Molyneux wasn't around to add all this stupid fucking humor in here, but this game would be okay. And then I saw that game, and there was none of that, and I was like, I kind of wish the stupid fucking humor was back in there. Like, somebody would pull out a whoopee cushion and go, look at that, you guys! Something. Like, 5 minutes into that demo, I was like, oh, this... Can we talk about movies or TV for a while? It's way better than this.
I didn't mind the demo. I thought it was cool that you could... be the bad guy, and you could set traps.
That RTS stuff looked real boring to me.
Yeah, if you're into that sort of thing, it's some people are really into.
I like real time strategy games, but that looked like a really bad real time strategy game. I mean, if you want to go play Halo Wars, I've got a copy of it. Nobody wants to do that.
Nobody.
I did like that aspect of like being the, you know, you could be the villain and set the traps and whatever, but. Yeah, I don't know. I just I've never really liked Fable, so it just didn't speak to me. So
Project Spark, it's gonna have Conker in it.
Is it? Or yeah, did they just say fuck you?
No, Conker.
Okay, but like
he's a character you can put in there, and you can program dialogue for him and build mission structures around if you want to make. And it clearly, and he said it at the end. They're not gonna make another Conker game.
Yeah,
why don't you make one?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
we're lazy. Makes it.
Hey, you know what?
You know?
They never need to make another Conker game. Those aren't good video games. I'm sorry you owned an N64 and that game seemed real great. It's a bad video game. That and GoldenEye and Perfect Dark are dinosaurs from a bygone age.
I liked GoldenEye a lot.
Yeah.
I can still play GoldenEye today.
We did.
With your octopus controller. Just wrestling this weird thing that I never knew where to put my hands. Fucking hated that controller.
It's not hard to figure out.
What a piece of fucking shit that thing was.
All
right. The worst first party controller
of all time. The N64 controller put Haas's brain to sleep.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's real bad. Ori and the Blind Forest. That was adorable. That looked pretty good.
That was it. That seems a scotch heart-wrenching. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm playing a game and I'm gonna cry. Yeah.
At the end of that, I was like, no! That was my Last Guardian moment of, I don't want to cry in this game.
Right, yeah.
I love the look of that glowing cat thing. Yeah. I like the way that it looks like you can solve puzzles with it, mm-hmm. and I'm very interested to see what that is. And that's just one of, you know, I guess we can skip to indie game corner here. Microsoft went whole hog. Come back to Halo.
They had a teaser for
the ID at Xbox, that whole...
Well, that corner. And the new game from the Limbo guys, Inside. That Inside. Game looked fucking dope.
That looked pretty cool.
I wonder what they were looking at in the window.
Right? And Inside looked cool. I was really down for that.
You know, Threes, the super successful iPhone, like, number puzzle game is coming to the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
I could not be more excited about that. Cause
which one was it?
Threes,
okay.
It's that 3x3 running game thing.
Gotcha.
That looked pretty great. Cuphead.
I really wanted to play that.
Cuphead looks pretty cool.
Like the old like Mickey Mouse style cartoon.
Yeah, that looked like a weird like 1940s.
I guess he's gonna be a lot. I hope there's like a ton of dirty humor in there.
That indie montage looked really good.
Yeah,
like, I was really hyped about
it. Fucking Mighty Number 9.
Mighty Number 9. Can't wait for Mighty Number 9. I kickstarted into that, so.
And there were so many that were going by. I tried to take as many notes as I could.
Right, yeah.
There were just so many going by at the same time.
Right.
I think star of the show, like, you know, the Ori and the Blind Forest and the Inside by the Limbo guys are probably my two tops there. I think Cuphead looks cool, but we saw 3 seconds of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Not even that, really. I think we saw, like, 2 seconds of
it.
But, yeah, I think out of the... And Below wasn't shown.
Below was...
That was shown last year. Right. That was that roguelike...
Oh, yeah.
From the guys who went on to make that... Not Broforce, but the game that's like Broforce that just came out.
I'm No Hero? Or...
No. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Yeah.
They showed it last year.
Crap. Cave Story?
No, Super Time Force?
Super Time Force, that's what it is.
There you go.
Yeah. It's all those pixelated, you know, like old school type
games. So that's coming out later this year, so it wasn't shown. I'm sure it's probably at the Microsoft booth.
Right.
Somebody will get hands-on with that thing, but as it stands right now, just to kind of show where we're at right now, it's Tuesday, so the show floor just opened this afternoon.
Right, yeah.
So there's a lot of impressions of games haven't been done yet. That's kind of why I don't want to do, like our top 10 yet, just because there's a lot of stuff that's probably on the floor
right. That's
going to get a lot of attention.
Yeah, that they haven't talked about yet.
Now, it's the most important moment of the entire show.
I think we're skipping... Well, you're skipping... I know you're skipping Rise of the Tomb Raider. I guarantee it.
No, I'm going to come back to that.
Okay, cool.
I'd actually...
Because the next one I know you're really hyped about.
I lumped all my indie games together.
Right.
And...
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Okay, yeah.
That's why we're doing Halo now.
Okay.
Oh,
gotcha.
That Halo collection.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
How many copies of that are you going to buy?
Like, I just want to, like, fucking bathe in them, dude.
Just have a giant 14 room. Copies and just lay on all the discs.
I mean, I kind of just wrote down a few numbers here. Over 100 maps.
Right. It's a lot.
And that's all the original multiplayer.
Right.
So you can have rule sets from Halo 1, rule sets from Halo 2,
right. Rule
sets from Halo 3, and Halo 4. They all run the way that they're supposed to because every game runs on its original engine.
Right.
And every game supports flipping back to original graphics.
Yeah.
Well, that's for Halo 1 and Halo 2 because they've been redone.
Right.
Halo 3 and Halo 4 got 1080p and 60 frames. Every game in the collection is 1080p, 60 frames.
Right.
They all maintain their original maps, and Halo 2 has had the entire anniversary collection treatment that the original game got 2 years ago done to it.
Right.
This is the greatest thing
ever
that has ever happened
in the history of mankind.
I am physically vibrating thinking about it, and the game will have 4,000 fucking gamer score.
Jesus. That's crazy.
Chivos, man.
Chivos.
I don't care about achievements anymore, but I may grind some of those just because I'm like, oh, I do love Halo. I could dump myself into a just tub of Halo.
I feel like when this game is going to come out.
Yeah.
And this is what, as soon as I saw it.
I think I'm going to take a week off work.
Yeah.
I think you're going to take a month off work.
I don't have that much vacation.
I feel like we're not going to see Haas for a couple months.
For a couple weeks, yeah. He'll be gone. I was pretty hyped to hear Keith David. That's about it. Keith David, Halo, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Keith David, at any time,
well,
I'm totally
that,
down with.
Did you notice that at the beginning of that, they took the original, I'm giving the Covenant their bomb back thing. They redid that in the new engine.
Right.
Yeah.
That looked incredible.
It did. It looked great.
That looked incredible.
It looked fantastic. I'm not saying it didn't.
I'm unreasonably excited about that. Oh, and the last thing I'll say is that Halo 5 Guardians, there's a beta of that included with purchase.
Right.
And the beta is actually this December.
Right.
Which, that's soon for a beta for a game that comes out, like, at the end of next year.
Right, yeah.
So, excited to see what that is. I'm just excited. I couldn't be more excited about my excitement.
He's now, a Halo forming around his head right now.
Now, when's it come out again?
October.
October, okay, yeah. Comes out this October, so...
Yeah, I don't think they hammered out a specific date for that.
Right, yeah. But fall this year, so.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll go the week before Call of Duty.
Yeah.
So they'll probably do last week of October.
Yeah.
All right, Rise of the Tomb Raider. Don't care.
Yeah. I mean, look, terrible title. Fucking awful title.
Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Right, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider, Attack of the Clones.
I actually did enjoy that. I enjoyed the direction of
the Empire Strikes Tomb Raider.
I enjoyed the direction that first game took.
I love that game.
Yeah.
And I bet this will probably be a good game.
Yeah.
But they unveiled it in the worst fucking way possible. A CG trailer, no gameplay, awful name, and, oh, Laura's such a fucking poor baby. We gotta talk. She's so tortured. The way that they fucking condescend that character.
Well, no.
Whenever given the opportunity.
Well, no, but see, I like the direction they take of it having the survive, you know, like she has like survivor's guilt. She's, you know, going through a whole lot of hardships through what she experienced.
It's called a story, Hoss.
And it's building into what Laura Croft we all... Because Laura Croft, she was like, back in the day, she was way too cool for her britches, basically. And she, nothing
short
fucking...
Short shorts.
Yeah, her short shorts. Like, you know, nothing fucking fazed her. And now we're kind of seeing how she got this fucking jaded. And I don't know. What,
I know how I got this jaded watching them try to make fucking Tomb Raider games.
Wait, that's yeah, pretty much.
That's how I got this jaded.
And then they actually jammed out something that was pretty decent. And it was Uncharted, the girl.
The weird thing was, it was like almost one of my favorite games of last year. Like, it was probably in my top 6 or 7.
Right.
Just because I was fucking shocked when I put.
Yeah.
This is good.
This is good. It's a
good oh my game. God!
It's a good touring. But they have some balance issues in that first one that I'm hoping might come out in this one. Just that, you know, that you're supposed to like feel like you're supposed to feel every time you kill somebody. Basically, they kind of build that up, and then towards the end of the movie, just wave after wave of human being that you just gunned down in cold blood.
Well, it's
just like
Uncharted.
Yeah,
Uncharted does the same thing
exactly. But it was like. They had to appeal to the Uncharted people rather than keep to this simple stigma of, like, here's you're trying to survive. You have to kill these people. But no, it's just, like, wave after wave of Stormtrooper that you're just gunning down, like, fuck you! And you know, it's unbalanced to the story that they're telling.
This is slightly unrelated.
Yeah.
But have you ever noticed that, like... Uncharted is the most bloodthirsty teen-rated game ever made. They curse up a storm in that game, and it's bloodthirsty. That's a fucking murder simulator. You are just destroying tons of guys, but I don't know, I'm just having a good time about it. How the fuck is that rated teen?
Because he's snarky about it.
Nolan North's like, I don't know, sometimes I murder people.
Like we just did a cutscene from a sitcom.
Yeah. I would wear a shirt that has like a silhouette of Nolan North on it, and it just says, sometimes I murder people, and on the back it says, boop, de, boop.
We're him dancing off stage. Print it.
Oh, I'd wear that shirt. We need to make that shirt that you made.
Right. Yeah, we do.
I don't know if anybody saw the picture that Brandon had posted. You need to put that on the official page.
Well, I can't make it because I stole it from another T-Theory shirt and just put the thing on the top. I put fuck these trees. You can't take the sky from me.
I don't care. Fuck these trees. That was from our sing along last week. Which,
yeah.
Apparently,
karaoke week.
Got a couple of laughs.
Yeah. It did.
I think there were pity laughs, but that's fine.
These guys are fucking sad.
Yeah, it is pathetic. Yeah. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Holy shit!
That looked cool.
Wow.
I honestly never seen a Witcher game for some
what?
Reason. I don't know how it's like escaped my view. Never seen a Witcher game, but that looked fucking cool.
He fought a griffin!
That's near the top of the best looking games I think I've ever seen.
It was really cool looking. Like
that's really, really
cool. I like this detective mode.
Right? That he actually tracked this fucking thing, you know? That was cool. I liked it.
I
helped Babe out on the way over.
Hey, Babe.
I had one of the best fade-ups I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Of after he cuts the thing's head off.
Yeah.
Fades up on him like, yep, this is that thing's head. Fuck it.
I killed a griffin. Fuck you.
Totally cut that head
off. Then I fucked that lady.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from the creators of Killer Instinct... The remake of Phantom Dust.
Yeah, Phantom
Dust. I've never heard of Phantom Dust.
What is Phantom
Dust? It was an original Xbox game. It's like a card battle game.
Really?
It's like super beloved by people that are crazy.
I see.
it's good, but like, it's like people who really like magic.
It's like Earthbound.
Really like fucking Phantom Dust.
Right, it's like Earthbound. It just has that freaking conglomerate of fans.
Crazier. More like the guys crazy. That show up whenever a Yu-Gi-Oh game comes out for the Game Boy Advance, and they're like, it still came out of the Game Boy Advance. Dude, we haven't carried Game Boy Advance games in a year, but yeah, it just came out today. Like, I don't know, go on the internet, fucker.
I gotta collect Exodia, the Enchained.
Exodia! I don't know what those things are that you just
said. It's real bad.
The Division.
What was the... I don't even have that on my notes.
Tom Clancy's The Division?
Oh, okay, I missed that.
Oh, that's the fakey co-op thing.
Oh, that was okay.
Where they tried to make, like, that they were, the like, really co-op playing thing. Co-op. They were like, invite Brad, and, oh, we invited him twice. We'll invite him again, and then Brad shows up. Hey, I brought my friend. He's at the party.
I somehow forgot to write down the name of the
game. We are friends who have friend times, and we talk like friends.
This is really happening right now on the internets.
Quick. Quick, Brad, flank those guys.
Yes.
I'm right here, Dad.
We are a group of four men who have 1.5 female friends.
That is the demographic that we are trying to hit.
18 to 34-year-old males who might have weird Eastern European accents.
Be advised, Christopher is black.
Yeah. Just in case anybody was wondering. Hey guys.
It was pretty obvious that one guy was
what up. What up?
What up, y'all?
What is up, dog
sideways?
TJ Combo coming to Killer Instinct as well.
Yeah, that's cool.
Still downloading people on that thing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Even though didn't the
Iron Galaxy is now taking care of
Killer Instinct
the second season.
Yeah,
they are the new caretakers of Killer Instinct.
Interesting.
TJ Combo coming. I continue to not care about the existing. Make new characters because
I agree.
All the original ones were so bad.
Well, TJ, like,
dumb skeleton guy.
Dude, don't fucking get on Spinal. Dude.
Leave Spinal alone.
Spinal's awesome.
Beat you to death with your grenade cologne.
Fucking dumb skeleton man. Lady that's just fucking stolen jade from Mortal Kombat. What's her name? Like Iris Ivy.
Orchid.
There you go.
Like she has. She has laser batons.
Yeah, exactly like fucking Jade.
Police brutality.
Jade had a laser staff, dude.
Yeah, get it right.
Completely different.
It's two sticks, not one.
Her outfit is the exact same color.
Orchid has yellow in it.
Yeah.
And she's...
Granted,
she's,
I'm not necessarily the best one to decide color.
She shoots a cheetah out of her
apparently,
area.
Apparently she's Jago's sister? Didn't know that.
Is she?
Yeah. There's like whole stories that I don't know
about. You don't like Jago?
Shit.
Is there any relation to Shadow Jago?
Shadow Jago? I don't know. I do agree.
No, I don't like Jago because he's just fucking Ryu.
I do agree.
His moveset is exactly the same.
Yeah, I do agree. I was never impressed with Jago. He was always one of the boring ones to me. But
yeah,
I do agree.
You like Street? You like no?
Saberwolf's awesome.
I like big man. Indian guy. Thunder. Yeah.
And then how about let's capitalize on this raptor craze?
Well, excuse me, Native American guy. Like I didn't want anybody to get confused. And be like, there's an Indian guy. No, it's
not Dalsim.
Yeah, man. It's not Dalsim. They'd be like, I don't know.
Dot or woo woo.
That's racist.
That's racist. That is extreme.
This podcast has gone blue.
It has.
Not quite as blue as the Ubisoft press conference.
Was
but
that
I guess
blue?
Holy fuck.
We'll get to that.
In
I missed
first,
that one.
In the first minute and a half of it, there were two F-bombs.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Nice.
They don't care.
Ubisoft. All right, so The Division. Part. That game, it looked like a game this year.
Yeah.
Last year, that was all smoke and mirrors. Yeah. That was not a game.
Yeah, regardless of the bad voiceover co-op stuff, it looked cool. Like,
yeah.
It did. I liked how everybody had their set up points, and you could direct people, and it just...
It doesn't look very fun.
My thing is
it depends on your... because...
The 1.5 girl in that game was, let's call her Heather, she was like, we're going to go to my base.
Yeah.
And it's like, is it her base, or is it, like, in the game, like, that's just where their base
no,
is?
No, I think it's all, like,
or
you
does she
have
take over
a
building and set up defenses on your own?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you do that.
That's fucking awesome.
See, that's cool, yeah. I think that's what
they're like, hey, you see this giant building over here? That's mine.
It looked fun to me.
Claim.
If you like that cooperative kind of style of
I do.
Don't fucking charge in, but to me it brings back memories of...
I don't have a problem with the cooperative aspects of it. It's just the stop and pop aspects of it looked real rote.
Right.
I didn't see anything in there where I was like, oh, that looks really interesting.
Get down. Willow's going crazy.
I didn't see any part of the gameplay in there. Every time that they've shown it, it's the hologram displays of people and stuff.
Right, yeah.
I thought that looked cool.
Yeah.
But it's like all the gameplay parts of it don't look like a very good game.
Yeah.
It looks... Yeah, and that game's not coming out until next year. It just all looks very middle of the road.
Yeah.
Considering how it excels in so many ways.
Right.
To see aspects of it that look just dead set in the middle of the road feels weird for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. The division continues to be interesting.
Yeah. We'll
Platinum
see.
Games.
Yeah.
Scalebound.
That looked great, minus the Beats by Dre headphones.
the main character looked a bit like Justin Bieber, but I liked the...
I don't know, I thought he looked like Dante's brother from Devil May Cry.
Right, yeah.
Coincidentally, some of these dudes that are working on it used to work on Devil May Cry.
Hmm,
so it looks like Devil May Cry and Bayonetta with Monster Hunter, which...
Right.
Manhu!
That sounds kind of alright.
Yeah, it looks cool to me. I
love the attack.
Why would anybody call it Manhu?
It's what the Japanese call it.
Yeah.
Manhu.
Get down.
Manhu.
Manhu.
Manhu. So, I don't know. But anyway.
Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter. It sounds way better.
I thought it looked really cool. I was kind of like, man, that giant crab thing's chasing him because he really wants his Beats by Dre headphones. I liked how he just absorbed, I guess.
Yeah, the armor.
Whatever armor of whatever he attacked.
Yeah.
Or, I guess, touched. I couldn't, because he attacked that crab thing.
Yeah.
He got the weird crab armor.
It'd be nice.
And then he hopped on his dragon, and he got the sweet dragon armor.
Right.
So.
It'd be nice to see that in gameplay form, you know, see how that works out.
It might be real bad.
Yeah. But, you know, it looked very, the concept looked cool. Because you got a pet dragon, which is fucking awesome, and big, you know, cool attacks. So, I'm down with that game. I think it looks cool. I think it looks
cinematic,
pretty awesome.
Cinematic, pretty neat.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to make an executive decision.
Okay.
Don't do it.
What are we making? What are we doing?
Don't do it.
What are you doing? Don't.
Don't do it.
Let's not recap EA or Ubisoft.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. I didn't see either of them. I didn't bother watching EA.
I saw a little bit of EA's.
Ubisoft was in between my time of going home and eating dinner, so.
All right, well, I can give everybody a quick rundown.
Okay.
EA didn't have any games.
Right.
They showed up, like, and they said, remember last year when we said we were going to make that Star Wars Battlefront game and you guys got super excited about it?
Yeah.
Here's some concept art.
I saw them go over stupid defense shit
and then,
from Madden for, like, an hour.
That new Madden looks pretty good. That's a good-looking Madden.
It looked great, but it's still Madden.
That's a really good-looking Madden.
Are you going to play it?
Yeah, I play Madden every few years. I'll probably play this one.
Are we doing Microsoft?
They're
still on Microsoft.
There's Crackdown.
Yeah.
That's the last game.
And yeah, Evolve. The last game was Crackdown.
Oh, yeah, I guess we skipped Evolve.
Evolve.
Well, it was in the beginning.
One of my favorite.
Going.
I thought really it was going to Evolve. Yeah. And now that they've introduced the fact that it's different monsters.
There's a whole ecosystem that
they had fucking Cthulhu.
Yeah.
It was Cthulhu. I don't care what they said.
It was very much Cthulhu.
Cthulhu with lightning.
it was interesting because they said there's a whole ecosystem that the monster has to compete with. Because something might get to his prey before he can eat it.
Yeah, the whole
so.
Concept is if you're the monster, it's run and hide.
Right.
When you're at the very beginning, because you're almost like this little centipede type thing.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they're going the route of you always start as the same beginning character, but depending on what you eat and what you intake as the monster, like, does that change you?
I think
is there an infinite amount of monsters and power
to what you can adapt
that
into?
That would be the coolest shit ever. It's like, if I eat this cheetah and I eat this moth, I become a cheetah moth, and I'm really fast, and I can fly.
I don't know if that's the case, because when they show the monster every time in, like, the super badass form, he always kind of looks the same, but...
He doesn't, not at all.
But he's always...
The first monster was, like, looked like a big dragon, kind of looked like the Pokemon evolved of, like, the goldfish.
I must have missed some of it, because the one that I saw was just kind of the big lumbering...
They're always going to be huge, I think.
Well, yeah, but I think I missed the other one.
But the other one was, like, big, and his eyes were, like, glue red, and he had a big, fat, like, bulldog head kind of thing, and he was just big and lurky, and he spit fire and stuff like that. Like, this one was, like, kind of leaner.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had wings or not.
Yeah.
I know he had lightning on his back, and he had, like, three sets of eyes, and, like, he was faster, and he, like, shot lightning.
If I'm going to play it, I want to play as the one chick that has the pet.
Oh yeah, that has a pet monster
that
helps her track.
That looks
really awesome. I think when that game comes out, we should play it.
Well, you know that when you actually go to join a game,
Right.
You can select, I want to be this person, and it will put you in a game where you choose.
Yes.
Your chosen character is already set, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. Do they do that in Left 4 Dead?
Left 4 Dead, they do it to a point. It's kind of like a character selection.
Right.
If someone got in there before you, it's like you wanted to be Coach, which was like the large black guy, like he had a lot of shotguns. You could pick Coach.
Right.
But if someone has already picked him, then you're like, okay, I'm going to be the redneck guy.
Educate me a bit. Is Left 4 Dead kind of the first one that did this kind of format?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. They were kind of the guys who did it.
Because
I see it popping up all over the place.
It was the same but different.
Well, these are the Left 4 Dead guys.
Okay, these are Left 4 Dead guys doing this.
Same guys.
Okay.
They broke off. Because I was always wondering, when's Left 4 Dead 3 going to come out?
Even past Evolved, I'm seeing it in like other ones. Like in the Sony one, there's a few games that are like
this. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are going with the creator-controlled enemy type thing, which I love. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, playing a game, you can only program so much AI before it's like, okay, you can get the rhythm and routine. You play the same level over and over again, it's going to be like, I got it. You know, so you can run through it with almost no problem.
Exactly,
But if you have a player going against you with different powers, and it's really neat. That's why I love Left 4 Dead. You can play it for an infinite number of hours, and you probably have different scenarios every time.
Yeah. Whereas, I'm not as stoked about Evolved, because I'll buy it. And I'll play it the way that I played the other Left 4 Deads. I'll play through the campaign scenarios and play a weekend of multiplayer and go, oh, well, I saw all I wanted to see of this, and then put it on the shelf and never play it again.
Okay. Well, in Left 4 Dead, the campaign scenarios were basically multiplayer. You could just choose to have multiplayer on or off. That was it.
Multiplayer, you still play
the campaign.
I'll see what it has to offer me as far as content goes, and then I'll be done with it. Like, I have diminishing returns of those kind of games. There are certain multiplayer games that just
because you don't like to play in a team.
Guys, we got to take a break for a quick minute.
All right.
Join us tomorrow for part 2, Video Destruct Podcast E3 Edition.